Marlene McQuaid, MCQUAIG, Marlene, M-A-R-L-E-N-E, Militia List 829522. Please address this letter to Dr. Delgado. Date of visit is 12113. Patient's initial, this is a patient initial evaluation. Dear Dr. Delgado, thank you for accepting Mrs. McQuaid's care. As you recall, she is a 72-year-old white female who's been complaining of extreme fatigue and tiredness and weakness for the past 1 year. She's gained about 40 pounds, which has been gradual over the past 1 year. Denies any headache, which will complain some less symptoms, passages, no abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, mad, Mrs. Melna. She claims that she's, quote, drained with minimal exertion, and, quote, patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or top name, passing back from dyspnea, no headache, visual complaints, numbness, tingling, paresthesia. She is found to have some abnormalities in her blood work, including increased platelet count and mild eosinophilia and basophilia, and the lymphocyte count was slightly high. She's referred here for further evaluation. Paragraph history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. She had brain aneurysm surgery done in 1996 and is followed by Dr. Gaya. Paragraph surgery, brain aneurysm surgery. Hysterectomy, coma, hysterectomy. She was 33 years old, allergies to penicillin, present medication, Zostavirax, aspirin, and X-Forge. Family history, father died of in 50s of massive heart attack. Mother had aneurysm of the brain. One brother had cancer of the esophagus. Many of her family has passed away because of the brain aneurysm. A patient has three children. One of the daughter has cancer of the liver and stomach and breast cancer. Other two sons are happy. Other two sons are healthy. Both aunt and uncle have lung cancer. Social history, smoker of three packs a day for 50 years. Smoker of three cigarettes a day. She used to smoke heavy. She's been smoking for the past 50 years, still smoking. She just had a mammogram period, and she just had a colonoscopy and EGD. This physical exam revealed her and did well, nice black female. No kidney stress, blood pressure is 180, pulse 90, temperature 99.4, weight 170, respiration is 18, some stress and arteries, muscles are remarkable. No peripheral lymphadenopathy, palpable in the cervical, supraclavicular, axillary, and malaria, no jugular extension, no carotid bruit, lung, the essential clear, breast, the masses, cardiovascular, and both are normal. Subsequently, with left and bottom radiation, abdomen is soft, non tender, no patrocinial extremities, good pedal pulses, no edema, CNS exam, she's allowed to enter, times 3, no focal logical deficits, no ataxia, and nystagmus, deep in the system, 2 plus symmetric of throat. Recent bone density showed a T-score of minus 2.3. Mammogram in September was normal. Blood work done at your office. Hemoglobin 12.9, marker 38.4, white count 9.1, platelets 46,000, 3.8% lymphocytes. Impression, mild lymphocytosis, number 2, mild thrombocytopenia. Mild thrombocytosis, number 3, fatigue, period paragraph plan, review the peripheral. There was mild increase in the lymphocytes. They appear to be mature. Small mature lymphocytes. We will get a flow cytometry, ANA, LDH, serum protein electrophysis, immunofixation, and a CT of the abdomen pelvis because of extreme fatigue thrombocytosis, rule of any underlying malignancy. Period. Follow up after the above. I'll keep posted for future developments. Again, I do appreciate the appreciation and her care. Sincerely, end division 120, 113.